I think it's been difficult because the society as a whole will judge adult entertainers, individuals that get involved in the sex for sale industry. It's an area that people aren't comfortable with, and there's a bias and there's a prejudice that comes with it. So that is also tied into the challenges that the women and even the men trying to get out of it face. I'm passionate about reaching out to this populace, not just because of the awareness that many of them have been sexually abused, exploited, and trafficked, but I myself am an overcomer of the industry, and when I was able to finally get out, I wanted to provide resources to individuals that wanted a change of lifestyle. Back in 2003, when I had acquired my degree from Indiana University, and I was able to break free of the industry, and I was fleeing my trafficker in Indiana, I went back to one of the clubs that I had worked at for 7 years on and off, and I did what's known now as a strip club outreach. And at the time, there were less than 5 organizations across the nation doing that type of outreach. Today, to my knowledge, there's over 200 organizations that are doing strip club outreaches. Beauty from Ashes comes from the scripture Isaiah 61:1-3. It talks about how God is drawn to the brokenhearted and the individuals that mourn, and that he will exchange beauty from ashes. That's where the name of the organization came from. There's a scripture that says your gift will make a way for you. And what we believe is that if you put together gifts, and the gift bags typically contain beauty supplies, makeup, in addition to maybe resources in the community, contact information, maybe some information about human trafficking in general, educational, and you take those gifts to the strip club, I recommend that you ask for the management, you explain to them that you're there to support and encourage the women, and you've got some gifts that you want to give out, and then you allow them to make the decision to the level of degree that they allow you in. Some will say, come on in, come on back to the locker room, you know, here's the girls, let me introduce you. Some will say, this is great what you're doing, we'll take the gifts and we'll distribute them. There's a variety of degrees and responses that we've gotten, but we've never been turned away is the beautiful thing. Our mission is to prevent, reach, and restore victims of sexual abuse, exploitation, and sex trafficking. So we've developed and implemented over 30 programs and services based here out of South Florida. Now that I have my degree and a master's degree from Florida Gulf Coast University in clinical mental health counseling, I'm able to now work with other individuals and even my staff to train them to assess what the needs are and be able to leverage resources in the community and even outside of the community. We're a national organization, so we will partner with individuals and agencies clear across the nation in order to meet the needs of the survivors that we serve. One of the programs that I've been able to develop and implement is equine assisted therapy for specializing in this marginalized populace. The beautiful thing about using the animals, it takes the focus off the client. The empowerment that an individual gets, whether you've been traumatized or not, from developing a relationship with the horse and getting a horse to respond and react the way you want, and you're learning to regulate your emotions, self-control, clear, consistent communication, developing self-esteem, those are all areas that the survivors tend to struggle in. So it's an area that becomes experiential.